We were learning the laws of saying a prayer to make up for a missed prayer. And we had learned that if a person missed shachrit, then he could daven mincha and directly afterwards pray another prayer to make up for his shachrit. If a person missed mincha, then he could daven arvit and then pray another shmon esrei to make up for the mincha that he lost. Now, Rav Chaim David Halevi now brings, he says, the whole idea is that you do one back-to-back. But let's say a person missed Shachris, and then comes 1:30, he davens mincha, and he goes to work. And then 2 hours later, he suddenly remembers, hey, wait a second, I missed Shachris. Can I still make up the Shachris he lost? So the first opinion he brings says that he cannot. It's only when he does the two back-to-back. But some say that so long as it's within that time period of the mincha prayer, he could still pray the prayer to make up for the shachrit that he missed. If someone, a person missed shachrit, so he has until nightfall to make up for that shachrit. Even if he davens mincha at 1, if sunset's going to be at 7, so he could daven another shmona esrei at 5 or 6 or whenever to make up for his shachrit. being that this is a machloket, whether he could say shmona esrei in place of the one he missed, the preferable way to do it is to pray and make it as a nidava, as a voluntary prayer. Whereas if it works to make up for the shachrit, fine. And if not, then this was a voluntary prayer, applying all the laws of voluntary prayer we said earlier.